as I said so many times, the expression Pino is something new in Lucas Avilis. In Lucas Avilis, the word Pino does not exist. We have Avilis, different Avilis, Hester, but not Pino. Pino is a specific Pium of Avilis, which is characteristic of Pino. And the source is our Aspera today, Kirenolam Kinenis Vetoveno, invite, summon the Mekinenis in Delta. What is Kino basically? What is Kino in contradistinction from Hesped? I mean, Hesped. How does Kino, how is the Kino? What is the uniqueness of Kino? Is basically apparently that Kino expresses itself in the fact that my emotional reaction is very important. Simply, Kino in the sense of crying, because when the letter, the famous letter, was sent by Tushaya Anovi, by the Bnei Agila, whether they have to observe Tishabov, famous letter, to observe Tishabov after the Bayesheni was in the process of being reconstructed. So the question was, I have a care, the Chedah Shechamish, also inside. Shall I cry? Shall I weep? The Chedah Shechamish. Not apparently the fear and Chedah Shechamish is identical with Avilis. You should have said, I have appeal of Chedah Shechamish. I have a care of Chedah Shechamish. I mean, Avilis Chadosha, Rechman of Islam. We are Misabel. Then it's in Chaim Adam Rizki somewhere. We are the Gemara of Shreisha Mitchi, right here. But the Kim of it is the Kim Shedelev, and there is no mitzvah to express it. To express it in terms of emotional reaction to the disaster, to the mitzvah. So I look at Kim of it is Shedelev, and Avilis should be myself. Kim should live, of course, and then it's got to be said, depressed, Avilis should live. And it is kind of depression and sadness and melancholy during the 7 days is supposed to be expressed in Maise. In certain activities which one must engage, or vice versa, which one has to abstain, like a chitze, siche, nirus asambu, a piece of salesh, and so forth and so on. It's basically it's a village of the land, which is translated into a village of the mice. This Avilis Chadosh. But there is, of course, you ask me questions from his scholar called Abicha Lodom Kosher, who counts the drafts. Kodesh Baruch Hu counts the tears and put them away, the Beis Gnozov, in his treasure. Of course, I mean, if a man is really depressed, the man is actually sad, and if he feels that he lost something great, something dear, which no one will replace, he's so he has a tendency of reacting emotionally to that kind of awareness of mood, and to cry, but a team of mitzvah. He's not crying in Avilis Chadosh. Avilis Chadosh, Rahman Islam, the Kiyam HaMitzvah, is Avilis Shebelev. Avilis just translated into Avilis Shebemaiseh. Shiva has its own halachas, creation is zone alochas, a smaller matzah than Yud. This is at why you don't say kino. Yerushalayim, in this regard, is avilis yishonah, a superior avilis chadosha, but avilis yishonah is a evite b'chidosh chamisha. To be emotionally upset, not to be able to control my emotions, and breaking out into tears, and so forth. It is a part of the race. That's why in Tanakh is Chaye. The word Esabel is not mentioned. Esabel b'chedesh, Aevike b'chedesh ha'chedesh. Aevike b'chedesh, Boche tifke b'chedesh ha'shvi. It's Chaye. Because this is a person from Tiran Olam came with it today. We see some of the names, but don't listen. This is the key. And it's strange. Why, with regard to Avilis Chadosho, it is Rachmanus simple to react emotionally. Everybody reacts emotionally. If somebody, a member of the family, was taken away, so everybody, every member of the family reacts actually emotionally, is crying and so forth. It's easy. And this is Shono is as far as the interpretation. And this is Shono, it's much more difficult for a virus which, after an event which happened 1904 years ago. This is the date today. 1904 years ago. To react emotionally, to cry, and to be upset, is already difficult. You have to understand it very well, be very sensitive. But exactly this is the mitzvah. In Avinus, I only show it. To act chukri, to respond chukri, in Avinus Chadosho, or Avinus Shedolev, Avinus Shedolev, and pull us Avinus, certain activities which are responsible. And this goes back, of course, to Yom Yom, to Kremi Nishma Mitzvah, and Erech Shudadu. This is number one, the difference between Tines, in Avilis Yishono, and or Pri in Avilis Yishono, and Avilis Chadosho. In Avilis Chadosho, where the mitzvah is the lev, discipline, the lev, but I've got to maintain, personally, I've got to control myself. And that is why you say, Kol HaMisabu HaMeisi Yisamadai. What the Gemara says, Kol HaMisabu HaMeisi Yisamadai. Whenever, in Avilis Chadosho, overdoes, not against me emotionally, he reacts too strongly, it becomes hysterical, what it means. It's only Sachar Melakis, so it is a sin. It's a transgression, Sachar Melakis. But the Gemara has never said, Kol HaMisabu HaYerushalayim Yisamadai. Never. On the contrary, Kol HaMisabu is Yerushalayim. Zeichen Reyeh V'Simchosa. There is not enough Yerushalayim. Now let me tell you here something important. People that don't pay attention to it. At the end of Kinyas, the Kinyas are long, and the Kinyas from me, and there are the Kinyas from Kavir, there are the Kinyas of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, pertaining not to Chum Besamik. Kavir is Chum Besamik, nothing else. Then there are Kinyas written by the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Kinyas already deal with the massacres and pogroms and the Shchites which took place during the 1900s, of all the Jewish Hashem, like the Kazi Alvonim, and the Masalisi Atzlav, and then we have, this is the second part of then we have the third part of Kinesis, where it is concerned with the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, of Zion, before it was destroyed. Because they always say, Zocho Yerushalayim Yemeyon Yemurudo, Kiyo Machmadeva Asheroyim Amitele. Yerushalayim remembers the beauty of olden time before Yerushalayim was destroyed. Please to understand and to appreciate the loss, and particularly, and to have the proper experience of whom one must know what must remember or know exactly how beautiful Yerushalayim was before. This is it here. Alright, so we have Kinesis, three parts of Kinesis, and each part is elaborated beautifully, and there is enough to say, and there is enough to summon the people to cry, and to... But there is at the end, and that's it. After we get up from the Kinesis, the end is Elitzir Royal. We got Elitzir Royal. Some say Rabbi Yehuda. What? But anyway, Elitzir and Loreo, we see standing, and with Elitzir and Loreo, we close the Kinesis. This is the last Kinesis, Elitzir and Loreo. You know that. No other. Elitzir and Loreo, apparently, is a very significant, important Kinesis. But the tune is also as old as the Kinesis. The tune of Elitzir and Loreo we borrow on Shabbos Chazon, and with this tune we welcome Shabbos Amalchus. We all know that. Moreover, Musaf Yontef is actually Tfilas Musaf Yontef is the Tfilas of Simchas Oregel. I think it's Tfilas Musaf, it's the Simchas Oregel. So now we're in the way, and we start from the left. We shall spam the regolino, this is the highest. It's a great vision we will behold. Is maybe it's talking about Tchim of Achim, with us from Achim, we sang with the tune of Felici and Lora. This I point out on this thing. Felici and Lora, Kimei shor tzireo Kimei nishot yuat chiro Echidei nikdash chor al nichidei What is the content of Felici in the Oreo? What is the content of Felici in the Oreo? What is the number of Felici in the Oreo? This is the general phrase. Are we Amen Ashamita? Shall we give it for the Amen before? Are we Shimcha Ashachulao? So we have said it over it many times during the recital of Kinesis. I mean, we recited certain Kinesis, which are almost identical with the Elitzir. What does it mean like that? What does Amen mean, Elitzir? And what is that? To ask? What? No. Elitzir Royal means more, very more. Do we say it? We say it's kinesthetical. We say it just more. Ha'avi l'atchup shamayim. I saw up to the... And Atchuk Shemayim, I'll soar up to the bolt of heaven. Ahalei iti Shemayim, you have the same verb. Ahalei iti Shemayim. ועל הייתי שם על נגדי הלמס לאו לאו בן גריפו בן קראים ויזמי העל הייתי שם על ונטלה בשם על I'll make the Shemayim participate in the morning for Yerushalayim and he's a Ale, 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 Flamed He, he's a minister. He's a Litzion Ve'Oreo, is he in a Litzion Ve'Oreo? Continue to mourn. At the end of Shemayim, of Kines, when we are ready to depart and close Kines, we say, no, Kines cannot never be finished. I'll end up with some English will be revealed. We already said so many Kines that we have to continue. And we see, continue. If you think you see, we say, if a person who actually, I mean, grieves about the loss of Yerushalayim, if a person actually, I mean, mourns the destruction of the Bishamigda and the loss he is sustained, okay, he thinks that by saying the Kines, he already discharged his duty, it's enough, he don't need anymore. But the Torah Mishavol HaMes Rachmo Ekran, Yesha Medar is the Messiah, this is forbidden. So the same Allah applies not only to Avin Shadosha. Avin Shishon as well, this is a mistake. נביא לסישון ונדריג מכל המסלו לשמיים יש לנו לה. אליצי, אין קונטיניו. נו לא רצי. You don't exhaust it all finish. So try without reciting finish. Make up your own finish. But אליצי, אין לא. Because can the issue of it's real. A woman who is in labor pain, you cannot tell a woman who is in labor pain, don't cry, don't raise your voice. You cannot say, whoever said it to a woman in labor pain is an idiot. Okay. Because if one is in pain, such terrific pain as labor pain is, must react by emitting, I mean, sound, by crying and weeping and shouting. Otherwise it cannot. It is a perfect. It's a part of nature. Elitzi in the hell, and the saying applies to whom Yerushalayim. As long as there is a Migdash will not be rebuilt. As long as there is a Migdash will consist of debris. As long as Yerushalayim will not will be conquered by owners, will be under control of Avdi Avedizore, we cannot stop trying. Elitzi and Verio, to the issue of Israel, to tell us to stop trying over Yerushalayim, and to apply the Aloha to Amisabu Ameis Yisamidai, to Amisabu Atsir Yerushalayim Yisamidai, is idiotical, is stupid. It's like telling a woman who is a labor pain not to cry and not to make noise, but to be quiet. Oh, Fiksuo Hakubasa, I'll bow near them all to tell a young woman who just married a boy, and he died the day after the marriage, to tell, stop mourning. Such a person who tells a woman, stop mourning, has no sensitivity, nothing what he's saying. Elitzion Ve'Oreo, let's see and go on and cry and moan over the home. And don't tell her to stop. If you tell her, if you tell her, if you try to tell her, it will be like telling a woman in labor pain, stop crying or stop shouting. Mishav Yitzireo, or telling a woman who just spent a few weeks with her husband and he was taken away from her, she should not shed tears. This is our work in Yerushalayim. The Kines over Yerushalayim has no end. No end. that's at the end of Slichet. We do exactly, we say, Elitzim, whatever we said, whatever we, no matter how much we cried over it, now how much we are concerned with it, we welcome it, we express our grief and despair, great despair. It's not enough. We did not mourn the way we should. This is a mitzvah and a nation mitzvah. This is a special, unique aspect of Avodas Hashem. In Avodas Chadosh, it is called Nesavu HaMes Yesh HaMedai, the Rambam said, called Nesavu HaMes Yesh HaMedai. Why, you know, is it typish? Because אז זה ציפש כמי כמי ש... יהיה את הרמב״ם עם... או את... עוד מעט אם אתה נהיה בסוף. זה... 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 על מנהוג ישראל. בכל המסעד על מנהוג ישראל, מה זה טיפש? בזאת ירושלים, in the brie, is not Mizrach Shalom, on the contrary. It's against Mizrach Shalom. Mizrach Shalom, the world is being just. Yeah. The Yerushalayim wouldn't have been destroyed. That's why you don't say, for Mizrach Shalom, Mizrach Shalom, Mizrach Shalom, Mizrach Shalom, Mizrach Shalom. Yerushalayim is contrary to Mizrach Shalom. Their basic principles are for justice. Lawfulness. I mean, required opposite. It's Yerushalayim be rebuilt and restored. That's why the concept of Yisrael does not apply to Yerushalayim. There's no Yisrael in Yerushalayim. We had it in Shiurim. Interestingly, we had it in Shiurim. The Gemara says, we discussed it with the Shiur. The Gemara says, as Rabbi Yechanan, expressed the opinion that the Avil, the Yima, Avil, the Yima Tanis, should have been established on the 10th, nothing. Not on the 9th, because actually the Chalish was born and destroyed on the 10th, not on the 9th. Yeah, and the Yerushalmi quotes that some of the Roim, a lady or a Yeshua lady, have observed both Tanis. Both of these, the 9th and the 10th. You just say, Yoshim Bishmini Bissuke Leike, Rachmal Pesit. How could they do it? How could they do it? Takonu was for how many Thursdays, how many days of mourning? For long? And Rabbi Shuta Levi, and Rabbi Levi, they observed 2 days of Tishma, they fasted 2 days of Tishma. So is it isn't it under, shouldn't it be treated like the case of Alyosha Mishmini Bissuka Leike? For instance, when the Gemara says that someone, and not only the one, there are still, I mean, a Shulchanoruch records, the Yom Kippur, who fast 2 days Yom Kippur, Bagela, the first week of the year, there is no problem about this. Why is there no problem about this? Because I don't observe the 2 days in Kippur as two, but only as one of what I don't know which is which. I don't know which is which. But the Tisha B'Av, as far as Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was concerned, he did not observe as 1 day of Tisha. He observed 2 days of Tisha. 1 day of Tisha B'Av, simply because Asfot Tepurim Yosef, I think he was. For this. The remoring of the Bavoyim, they enter the Vesamigdor, they enter Tisha B'Av or even the Eid B'Av. And secondly, the second day they observe because the actual Chum, the Svevig Vesamigdor, that structure was displayed on the tent. It was two Tisha B'Av. Two Tisha B'Av. His Venus is the Ramban. We looked up Ramban. And the Ramban says, Midas Chassidus HaYisrael, Midas Chassidus, Mishum Shikola Nisabu, Al Yerushalayim, Zeche Nereye Besimchas. What does the Ramban answer? There is no Baal Pesiv as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned. Because the Aloche, what is called Nisabu, there is no Yeis HaMidaya in Yerushalayim. If one feels that he did not know about Yerushalayim, did not know enough about Yerushalayim, so he may establish for himself an additional day. How about Tesif? Well, about Tesif, I think it would be about Tesif. And Sukkah, if it's 7 days, not 8 days. But Yerushalayim, the abilities of Yerushalayim, there is no about Tesif because there is no maximum to Yerushalayim. This is actually the distinct trait of Avilis Yishon of Yerushalayim is that there is no Baal Pesif, and there is no Yeis HaMidai. The more one tries, and the deeper one, and the more a person, and the more he is concerned with Chum Yerushalayim, and he's worried and mourned about Chum Yerushalayim, the greater is the schar, the mitzvah. Zeche v'reye b'simchas. The younger it means that according to Ramban, there is a lot of Baal Pesif where it is applicable to Kolat Erekula, with the exception of one mitzvah, namely, Tisha B'Av. Yeah, there is two more I know now. Avilis Yerushalayim, what else? Avilis Yerushalayim, what else? What else? And Tfir. And why she is powered and quiet. His interesting is that the Rabbal says, just say there is Baal Pesif. If I doubt two Tfir at Chemo, I violate Baal Pesif. You need Nimtza, the Rabbal says. You need Nimtza to make a maxif schnit minim. שעושה משום בעל פייסי, רבל בסייסי תמצאים את השחר. הסתפיר להבין יש מלא זה איז בעל פייסי. בואו, תאבין את שירושלים אם יש לא בעל פייסי. לא בעל פייסי. דרה הראשונים נאמין זה, אבל המויה, הוא סייד את דריגו בעל פייסי אם מזגר את התפיר. ביסי לא אוכל, הלוואי שיספר לאדם כל העניין כולה. רבל זה סייד like that. הלוואי שיספר לאדם כל העניין כולה, is when he recites the תפילה the Teres Nedova, and the Teres Chema is Baal Pesif. But in Yerushalayim there is no difference between Nedova and Chema. There is no difference. Avilis Yerushalayim is an endless gesture. It is endless. And it says that after all the kines will say, and after all the kines will share, when you say a lit thing, we couldn't express what we have in our minds. We can't express. There's much more to say. But a human being is limited, frail, cannot do everything which is necessary. So we cut off here, right here, by LHC. And this is LHC and the Orero is applied, the same tune is applied as LHC and Orero. It is applied to maybe Shakilatchilo and Chayim Mikdoshva and Chayim. Also, in our waiting for Melech HaMashiach and for being in Yerushalayim, there is no limit. And in Mamorim B'chol Eishia, which Baal Pesif is matched with his Yismanea, B'chol Ve'achakenei B'chol Yeim, there is no limit. We will never be satisfied with anything, with any gift God will bestow upon us. The angel of his salvation will remain in the place of the earth. We will not be rebuilt with us. And the same is maybe Shalom HaTorah's Balogam, the Simcha Vetzorah. It will also be in Amigdash. Wherever there is being in Amigdash, and we want to express the endlessness, the how lonesomeness for the descending nation, how painful waiting, and when you, and our, I mean, strong faith that the glory will finally materialize is like all those where there is no limit, I mean, to our faith and hope and expectation and tenseness. So you use the tune of and this is here the basic difference between Hadosho and Isha. Hadosho on the contrary. Hadosho is Ramses. Called Mishin in Isabel Alames of Zeh Zori. And on the contrary, whole Mishin is Sabel Alames Yesamedai. Are you typical? No one could have find it any better than that. And this is the mitzvah on Tishma. To such an extent, the Tishba is now, and Tishba, as I told you many times, is a unique holiday, halachically a unique holiday. Very unique, very strange. Usually in Aviris Hadosho, we have the division into periods, into stages. Aviris is divided into stages. As Aminas is one stage. There is another stage, Shiva. There is another stage, an additional stage, Shleishim. And a lot of Galime, there's a base finish with regard to certain activities. No, not there. Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av is a Yim Aviri, so Tisha B'Av is supposed to contain, to be embraced, to embrace everything that Aviri's Chadosh is. It means Yud Beis Chedesh. It means Shleishim. Shleishim. It means Shive. And Animis. And actually we do it. Tisha B'Av has all those pages. All stages. With regard to Shleishim the regard to Shleishim and Yud Beis Chedesh, correct? Yud Beis Chedesh is this kind of awareness is observed not on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av certainly, but before Tisha B'Av. Because basically the awareness of Shavua Shechali is Tisha B'Av, which expressed itself in two prohibitions basically. Prohibition of kibbutz, godin, lovish, godin, migurotzi, and besamishke. Is typical of Shleishim. Shleishim is also, there are a few more in Aviris Chadosh. But basically Shleishim is also a Levish as godin, migurotzi. Godin, migurotzi means garments which have been ironed. Yes, new garment. This is forbidden. Bishvura Shkhanes Tishim Etecho and Shleishim. And Alicha Lebe Samishten. This is also forbidden. The Shkhanes Ada Tainis. The 9 days. The Gemara Martin the Simcha. He's basically the Alvarez of Shvura Shkhanes Tishim Etecho. It reflects, mirrors, the Aviris of Shleishim. Aviris of Shleishim. Then comes Tisha B'Av. Tisha itself is Shiva. Tisha B'Av itself is Shiva. זו גזירה מדעבירה סבשירה, not everything is here. But the avilis, the type of avilis which is forbidden and teachable, is the one which we observe according from the week of Shiva. Why do we come to it? Yet we don't know. The Gemara did not know of Nisim Mitzvah. The Gemara only held the expression. They knew Tzokimishim Nisim Mitzvah. The Gemara held the expression. The Gemara did not say it. The Gemara didn't say it. You should not have it. This is Shiva. This is the list of Shiva minus, I believe, 1, 2, 3. Minus two, three observances. No Kriya Samhita within the Gemara. No Kriya Samhita tell all of the no Kriya Samhita. No Atifa Sarosh. No Atifa Sarosh. Arosh, I mean, with Bnei Chazal, the Rebbe used to simply cover his face, his countenance, got down to the tip of his nose. No, but this observance is not applicable. This requirement is not applicable to Avilis Yishona to Tishba. It's true, we have Kriya Samhita, and Artifa Soreish, then Chlitz Sakatev. Chlitz Sakatev used to separate the sleeve from the garment. It's a Chlitz Sakatev. Chlitz Sakatev. Chlitz Sakatev is not observed on Tishba. So how many do you have? Three, yeah? Meloche, Meloche, and Shirashon. Then you have the Ritzo Meloche. With regard to Ovo, the Ritzo Meloche a plain prohibition that a noble must not do Meloche the way we are enjoined from doing Meloche on Yom Kippur. מחג עשו, והפכתי חגי עולה איבר, מחג עשו במלוכת, החוג לא עשו במלוכת. What kind of מלוכת? Perhaps it is במלוכת, במלוכת from יונטה, certainly not במלוכת בשבת, במלוכת from יונטה. But it might be it's not במלוכת from יונטה, but במלוכת חלמי. It's a different story. But there is a consists in a bare Issa Meloche, not in order to achieve something else. That Issa Meloche, for instance, the first 3 days is enjoined from the Loche even the Tzine, and even to be higher in eating for support is also. From the third day on, is Kedechai and Mitzine Mutra. But it is Aisha Meloche. Machagos, Rafoglos, or Aisha Meloche. Tishma does not Aisha Meloche. Mutra last Meloche and Tishma. You can build a palace on Tishma, there's no Aisha. Tishma is Meloche, is Manah. Kedigmola says, Kolko, Aisha Meloche and Tishma, you have been raised in Broche. But you see that if there is a Yisra, kind of a Yisra Meloche, it is rooted in something, not in a, like Yom Tov and Shabbos or whatever. It's rooted in the essence of the day. I cannot take Bishas Hayim, there's no Bishas Hayim, but the Chaleis Hayim, the essence of the day. But the Issa Meloche is in order to achieve concentration on the avilis and Hesachadah. And if you do Meloche, there is no Issa Meloche. I don't violate the Issa Meloche. It is the Hesachadah that is affected. It's the Rambam said it. You say, how many do you have? Five. Do the rest? The rest is teachable like a Avilis Chadosh. Yeah. There is another possibility. What about Talmud Perek? fatalement très, si je m'amuse à ça, on va vivre ces choses. Il dit que c'est initial, parce que c'est différent de soi. Vous regardez la marque de Rachel Israël, la Bianca de Yoko. Tishma le d'Allah et avocer et vous de Dvor et Moroï. Un mestadi hier, un mestadi echo. Un maslat stadi. Il y a un Dvor et Tédi, un Dvor et Moroï, un mestadi. L'autre sabbat. Provo. Il a réchéni un seul d'être innovu. Il a réchéni un talmuter externe, even to Dvor et Moroï. Because the Gemara derives, the Issa Talmuter, as far as Omu is concerned. I mean, a little Sadosha, from day. Shouldn't talk. What if you talk to the Hail? It's not, it's you are not considered as actually as engaging in speaking. But there means that, say to day, it means a Issa Talmuter. In this way, Dvor Moroim are also forbidden. The recital of Dvor Moroim are forbidden. But anyway, there is a hiss of Talmudia as far as Tishma is concerned, as well as far as Ezorot. Is it the same or not? The different story. This is Avelis. This Avelis for Shiva. Yeah, there is another one. Film. We wait film on Tishma. We lay in the afternoon. There's not film on Novel Benish. We started yesterday about. Yes. This is, the question is again, the question is, what is about Aminus? Is there Aminus as far as Tishma is concerned? Is we arrive at the conclusion that only we observe this Surah Aminus and Tishma. We observe this Surah Aminus and Tishma. What is Surah Aminus do we observe? What is Surah Aminus at Bosa V'Yayim? As a matter of fact, Bosa V'Yayim begins with Surah Masechet. Surah Masechet. And Chitim Chayisa Yisra Avelis, Chitim Matisa Yisra. He Shila Adha Bekarate. This is Aminus. What else? Shiva Gamatak. Meloche, tak Meloche. Is a Yisra Nines Meloche. Meloche is a separate Yisra Nines. What is the Meloche Yisra Nines of Meloche? Is it expressed itself in the following terms? He should not be concerned, he should not be busy with something else. But Pura Sam. Shiva Gamatak. Meloche, tak Meloche. Is a Yisra Nines Meloche. Meloche is a separate Yisra Nines. What is the Meloche Yisra Nines of Meloche? It expresses itself in the following terms. He should not be concerned, he should not be busy with something else, but Pura Tanes. Why Yisra is my story, you have to carry the burden. To carry the burden, this, according to Yerushalmi, this generates a Yisra. Aisu Isu the Dvorim Acherim, the prohibition against doing something else and not concentrating on the Kur, on Kriyas Kur. Kriyas Kur. Is all those halachos from Avel, but in the Gemara no halacha is mentioned. So in the Gemara this is an innocent. In that Tishma is mentioned with them. We don't have it like that. The Gemara is only about Yudhika. The lawyer that they used to sit on the Mekarki, the time of the Karayim, to mention Mishimishim with them. Whether the Gemara had in mind, actually, the Tzura Matzekes is the beginning of Avelis, and this is Aminis, to mention with them. The status is there to mention with them. The Gemara is an expression, to mention with them. The Gemara did not mean that there is Al-Tidin, actually. Are Yisro Aninus? We don't know. We don't know. But our meaning is that whatever is related to Aninus is culminated at Hatzeis with the conclusion of Kiddush. Mishmeisei Mutar Lefono is as long as we know the whole day family by saying kiddush. Yeah. Once the kiddush comes to its conclusion, then there is no nation with Lebanon. And immediately, all the five customs pertaining to the various activities change. There is no Gavikarki, the Israelis. Also, the relation of Gabi Sassoon is Yeshiva al Gabi Akarke, is rescinded. This is Lachar. Then, Phil, you don't let Phil in the morning, but we let Phil in the afternoon. Again, because the mess in Mutlophonary is removed, the mess is removed. Once the mess is removed, there is no. So I'm chayav, I'm obligated in film, next. What do you say? And meloche. When Yeshua the Makarak and meloche. Also, meloche is not the Teres Avelis, but the Teres Mishimation Mikrofonah. There is a difference between Avelis and Mishim Mikrofonah, I must understand. If Avelis is also meloche, it's for no reason under the sun. Sagdos HaKosuz, like Pastor HaGeir Meiler, Machar Gosat Edwes. No, it's not something. It would not impair the evidence, it would not tell the evidence, it would not, I mean, take away my mind, I mean, from the evidence, from the misfortune we've had. Sasek HaSei Yisra, like I said to us. The Aninus is Melochem HaKosuz 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 if I'll do Melochem, I won't do something else. Mishnei Yisra Maseh, as the Yerushalmi said. His mele is Meloche is Muta Alacha Kine, and something else. If Tisha B'Av is Adin Avelis, so Tisha B'Av the Avelis should also be concluded with Nechoma. Because Nechoma Tzim Yerushalayim is not just a mitzvah, is exclusively related to is exclusively related to Avelis Kadosh. And something else I want to add. Nechome is a key of Avelis. Not Nechome is a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah from Malach to Bidroch of Nichum Avelis. Like Biku Chelem, yes. Correct, this is correct. I mean, I'm not Avelis. But however Nechome, besides being an act and more or less, as Yoshua Matthew is Nechome an aspect of Avelis. And if there is a novel and people did not come to keep it and did not tell him words of comfort and solace, so the Avelis is not complete. The Araya, the best proof is. Yeah, we can look up before them. And the Rambams, there are strange Rambams in Moshe Shabbos, so you don't understand. The Rambam says that the one who has no craving has no relatives. So 10 people sit down and the rest, the tzibur, the community comes, as if those 10 people were craving relatives of the deceased, and then the deceased. For instance, and they say, I'm walking in Achimetz from Mr. Shara, and they say, what's right? When's next time? Therefore, it's next time. Because through the Nechome, the 10 people observe the Shiva. And according to the Rambam, they actually observe the Shiva throughout 7 days. Some machines say they just come after Tzivah and they sit down and the people come to express words of service and then they go home. The Ramshit, you know, they observe 10 days. It's apparently according to the Rambam, I'll pick up all it makes a lot of sense. But according to the Rambam, that Li Sabil Alameh is not because simply, thoroughness is because a person by nature must react, like I told you. not to react, I mean, to the disaster, to such an event. But it's a part of Frida Breeze. And if he has no friends, he has no relatives, then there is a very simple, a very rooted in Frida Breeze. A person who has no relatives, no friends to mourn for him, is somehow a person who has no one to mourn, no one to seek shiva for, or to accept tachumim, such a person apparently it does not have the quality of Frida Breeze. This quality of Frida Breeze, the dignity of man. Tzelem Elokim. If we had Tzelem Elokim, somebody would have reacted. Is a kiyum, Frida Breeze to mourn the passing of a person who has no one, who has no friend, no brother, no one, and the mitzvah is to also that there is a hilei, and there's also a ninus as well, I mean, and a chone as well. It's Tisha B'Av, and hence, it's Tisha B'Av, not only a day of averis, but a day of chone. There is no averis without the chone. There is no averis without the chone. The averis is incomplete, it's not. Tisha B'Av is Nachim Hashem Kina V'Litzir Yerushalayim. The interesting is, the Rambam says that Tisha B'Av is Nachim Hashem Kina V'Litzir Yerushalayim. Recited even in the evening, in last night should be there. Certainly in Shachris. But to our meaning is not like that. So Rambam says no. Nachim Hashem Kina V'Litzir Yerushalayim is limited to Mincha. Why Mincha? Because before Mincha, it is what do you do before Mincha? You say Kines. And as long as you say Kines and you mourn the person that the destruction of Yerushalayim, it's Mason with the Father. Without the Nachemel, it will be Mason with the Father. Where does the Hadith have the Kines? The Machlekes and Machaber and the Ramo. The Machaber says Chatzeit, Ramo says Kines. Yeah. What are you reading? This is Yes, this is how you're going to learn. We stop. You mean extra Surah? It's not correct. Because according to the Ramban, the way the Ramban interprets, is Surah Matsek is the beginning of it. Yes. Yeah. According to Ramban, is also not only on the Bosh of the Yain, but also in the Hitler and is after it. But I don't believe it's the feature of the Sude. It's like a trait of the Sude, and after I finish the Sude, this Aminus disappears, and when is Aminus picked up, again, the Zecho. I would say, that in whatever results of the Sude much better, like Bosomiyai, is not also during the meal. It's even after the meal was finished, and it's still before Shkiyas HaChamim, for sunset, is Bosom Yayin Avosom. From Sudha Matzekes on, not exclusively during Sudha Matzekes. That's what I would say, unless there is something. I'm mistaken. I didn't say Matzekes and then Shkiyah. Sudha Matzekes, and this is continuing for them. From Sudha Matzekes, until the finishing of the kines, the conclusion of the kines, is Yeshiva Gamikaki, that's it also. But Yeshiva Gamikaki is a kid. It's probably a kid. Because Nilus HaSangul, whenever you remove the Sangul issue, so it's the feeling of comfort you enjoyed before is gone. But Rishit and Siche is here even after I stop washing and applying some oils, the oils. I mean, I enjoy it. His Aveilus begins with Suda Masseket, if this Aveilus, this kind of Aveilus, is a continuous work. And will continue into the night, into Tishimo. Yeah. That's what Rambam says, correct? But Yeshiva Gamikarke, this is the beginning of Siche and Rechitze. But not Yisur HaMinez. Siche and Rechitze, not Yisur HaMinez. But Rambam says, if it's a HaMinez which continues, so the Yisur commences not with Yeshiva Gamikarke. This is as far as Tisha B'Av is a year, as a Yom Avilus is concerned. Tisha B'Av is Avilus, Yaminus, and so forth and so on. There is another problem. But Tishma is not only a Yim Averis. A Tishma being just a Yim Averis, a different stuff, with the Muta Bachilu Ishti. The fact that Tishma is also Bachilu Ishti. And interestingly, the Ram says, Yim HaKippurim, what the Ram says. They take a look again and tell me exactly. Yim HaKippurim. No, it's from the very beginning. Next page. What is the Ram? Why does the Ram have to say? It's not been a question for the more, whether it's a question for the more. What circles is the Kiyim HaKippur? Kiyim HaKippur. What does it mean? Well, yes, a Yim HaTanis. It's not only a Yim Romu, Yim HaVilis, but Yim HaTanis. What does the Ram gain by saying Kiyim HaKippurim? You might have said, you could have said, you might have said, the tissue of Achilu Yishtiye is involved also in HaVilis. The Achilu Yishtiye and the Mitzvah observance of Aveilus is one of is one at least has one root. One root. So the Ram says no, there's nothing to do. And this might be the problem of Gemara Tzeichlinu, the Dinash Moshe Sarenich and Nash Moshe. If it is Tones, is Enech and Dinash Moshe. If it's Aveilus, is Enech and Dinash Moshe. Because like all Taniyas Tzibur, there are other Taniyas Tzibur. The Ram says Kiyim HaKippurim means that the Tzim, the Tzonis, is not affected by dal Bovere. Questa questa coincidenza è stata vista da two halis, da two qualities which distinguish Tishabov as a unique day, the very one of Venus, the one in Shab was also the Tishabov, next same like in Kippur. What does it mean, same like in Kippur? The Nashmosh is also, yeah, but what does it mean as to the quality of it? Of the Chatur. Kapor, in Kippur was not in Kippur. Chatur claim, and then Chatur left. It's Tishabov is again Kapor. Because Atanis is usually Kapor. It's Tishabov again at sin. There is again Mavu, again Mechavir, and Tishabov is again at sin. It's in Kippur. And it's quite possible that the Chamish Enuim, which we observe on Tishmov as if the day were Ayim Kippur, the Chamish Enuim are not due to Averis, but the time is like in Kippur. This is the beginning between Anshei Mitzrayim and the Rav Heiber. But anyway, like I say, both are correct. Both are correct. One should put on his shoe today, he will violate two Israel. The Israel of Averis and the Israel of Yenatanis. If it's a Yenatanis, he might touch it before. What? Like I say, a Yenatanis is after Achshokis. Huh? What is Achatis? What is Achatis? No? Exactly, that's what Rabbi Heiberin said, that's the author. That's exactly what we say it's also. Who is this? Because it is a Yimatrim, and a Yimatrim is not saying the Mishnah and Tikkun. It's basically the Mea Dinin, and a little later than the Mea Dinin. Well, we'll put it in 12th or 13th century. They used to say Tisha B'Av, Slichas. Slichas. They had Slichas, we have Slichas now for Tisha. Is it Slichas? Slichas the way you say Slichas. And I told him. And the Shem HaShem, Kerach HaLacham, Nerach HaPayim, Psuk HaDerachmi, I mean, you know what Slichas consists of. That consists of vidui, that's a little vidui. This is the basis of slichas. Then yudkimu midays, it means the repetition, to recite yudkimu midays often, frequently. And then psuke derachmi from tiri, from nevi'im. Shemei atfil adachot obosu ayuri yavut obosu yishtachmi kakinecho neshemo. Psuke derachmi. They used to say, Elohim Elohim. They used to say Slichas. As a matter of fact, the Slichas they used to say was a Shemesser. Because the old meaning of all Taniyas is to say Slichas. It is not Slichas, not now, Bengiel or Eifel. Where you say Aneinu. But then, because it's a Yimatri. It's a Yimatri. But somehow the meaning did not continue. And then instead of Slichas, they replaced Slichas with Skinner. And together with Skinner, so you have no Slichas on Tisha B'Av at all. The only Slichas we have on Tisha B'Av, the only Slichas, is Kriyas HaTehillah, if I have. The only Slichas, not a single word of Slichas. You give me a that isn't given on Tisha B'Av. Wouldn't that be in the proper place, in the proper time, to say Vidui on Tisha B'Av? Tichoton, Eilon, Tichoton. As a matter of fact, in the Eicho, the whole principle of Tshuva, I mean, it's mentioned, it's very strange. You take, for instance, the Kriyas HaTehillah and Tishbav in the morning. There is already some safer notice. The Tishbav in the morning, Kriyas HaTehillah, is not the Kriyas HaTehillah and the Tonis in the morning. First of all, you see the Tishbav has a mafia. In the morning, we have, we say no mafia, and in ordinary Tonis Sivu. We don't say the mafia, we say mafia and Tonis Sivu at music. In the morning, what kind? Is the Kriya of the morning related not so much to Tanis Tzibu, but to Tishbav, to the specific trait quality of Tishbav. What do you read on Tishbav? If you raise the question, what do you read on Tishbav? As a matter of fact, the Tishbav is sandwiched in, inserted between Dvorim and Veshanan is for two reasons. Veshanan follows Tishbav because on Tishbav itself we read Veshanan. They are very, very important in Yom Yemen. Veshanan, what is the importance? What is the importance, huh? Vesitcha Hashem lekecha ba'am. Goles. I mean, the veris of Tishba, the veris of Goles. You can relate it to Goles. Vesitcha Hashem lekecha b'chol asno v'zhe. Kribo, I mean. All right, read it. Like a king, read it. Vesit shrikin al Goles. Vesitcha Hashem מריד את השם עשרה בעמים, ושאת המשם, מישהו בהגעים אשר יעלך השם הכר השם. ולכן, this goes, goes with the whole tragedy of goes. This is Tishma.
Yes.
But there is something else. The Baradu. With the Meraglim, we read on Shabbos Dvorim. The story of the Meraglim, we read on Shabbos Dvorim. We read last Shabbos, the story of the Meraglim, Moshe told the Yisroel what happened. And secondly, really, the Talmudim, Rabbi Meir, and Talmud Kamesli, and the Tishim of Kirin, the Meraglim. We need not the Gemara says, not Meraglim. We need not the Kiselet Bonim, or Bnei Bonim. Mishantem Bore. It means that actually the topic of Tishbav, the Yom is not in Rav. It's something. The Yom Yom is something to be preferred to the Meraglim. Namely, what? Goles. I would say the reason is that. We even know Gaumen, then the more we even know Gaumen. Now the meaning is the practice of caring Kesel is burning with me. Burning, we must still be on the earth. If Kesel is burning with me, burning, what is there? What is there so important that we gave up the Kriyas Meraglim and replaced it with Kesel is burning with me, burning? Goles to me. All right, Goles. But I believe that's something else. Chuva. Yeah, that's something else. Not only Kiyah HaChuva, something very important. Yes, Google is our Chuva. Look, But there's something else, Major. Not only the Chuva is a mitzvah. Chuva is a mitzvah. But that Yisroel will do tshuva, they will repent. it will happen, so in reality. In tshuva is not only a mitzvah. Tshuva is also a tuche, a promise. Made by a Kozmogot Yisrael. It's not a matter how alienated the Bnei Yisrael will be at a certain time in Golod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them do tshuva, will encourage them to do tshuva, and they will repent. And this Zigula will be a result of the tshuva which was imposed upon them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is after it. Because what did after it say? We cast the Mishan Mephu. That's all of us before. That's all of us before. We have to not only admit the invitation, we have to, you will be compelled. You will be compelled, to do tshuva. But so where is the kind of tzibur, where the kind of tzibur disappear? In Shuva, where did it disappear? It's basically in Shachas we don't have any. In Shachas we don't have any tzibur at all. The only kind of tzibur some achrinim, some poskim wanted to eliminate it. Is Amein Hashem and Amein Yitzim Tanisenim is the Chazos. Now many achrinim say that Tishuva, we don't say Amein Hashem and Amein Yitzim Tanisenim. Because Shachas is not under, so to say, under the title of it. Of Tani Tshuva. On the contrary, I saw some Tshuvas. Saw some Tshuvas and you don't say it's coming. It's how can you imagine a Tani Tshuva with saw some Tshuvas? It's impossible. It's the matter of Amina, the Shaman enemy, in Tzim Tani Tshuva, Kati Shaman enemy, very subtle. It's contrary to the meaning that we don't observe that we don't observe any sibul with the shachris, but a yim avinim. This apparently is shachris tishibot. As far as the seder atzilah is concerned, it's a yim avinim. So some tilosi, not this kabu, no avinu malkeinu, no adishem Hashem kerachu v'chalum. Not even Vidu. Why not Vidu? What happened with the Vidu? Would it be done by Vidu? It's apparently like that. That Vidu in Atonis consists of two parts. It might be a Lohan in Kippur too. Namely, the Koras Achet and Tfilah, prayer or supplication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept my Vidu. On the Hashem Kapono. And since the second on Hashem Kapono cannot be said on Tishibo, because Sassam Tfilosi is the Vidui of HaKoros Acher, it was illuminated. There was no Vidui. No Vidui. Yeah, in the Kinnem. In the Kinnem. In the Bayin Kinnem, in the Bayin Kinnem, is really impossible that not to mention it. So Vidu is mentioned in the Kinnas. Because the Rambam says that the whole of Tocheya, as far as Vidu is concerned, and secondly, the efficacy of Vidu is that the root of all that is an echo. My Yisena Adam Chai, Gever of Hakor, the state of the voice, my Yisena Gever Hakor, Poshanu Murinu, at Hashem Nisolokto, no, I mean, the Shua Hashem, the Psukim, near Gever Ho'oni. Gever Ho'atov, Nachno Poshanu Murinu, at Hashem Nisolokto. This is the Shuva, this is what the Novit speaks of is Shuva. Is Echo, we read Echo, we mention, and there is Vidui, The reason he did, even though the Navi speaks about in general, but by saying, by listening to Echo, there is a key of Vidui. But that's all. It's nothing else. When does Shuve, when does Yenkika change its character from a Yema Zere, Yema Tamiz, Eftakines, when we begin to say nothing, we begin to say this conversation of Hussein, then we read Lecha, of course, we read Lecha. Not to say Tachman, and you say so many kines. What? No, not because of me. No. All right, let's continue. Huh? You don't sit down. What does me a line read Lishba Bachur? It's a general, what you ask is a general problem. What is the aloha from the Nikomei? Why is Nikomei? It's a Erev Tishuva. Erev Tishuva results in, once you talk, you need Erev Tishuva to me. Nikomei made, what kind of maid is it? What kind of maid? This is a very difficult meaning. Very difficult. No. What does it call one maid? Lishba Bachur. Basically, if we don't feel Tachmini because of some philosophy. Huh? Which one? Oh, you mean the Micha today? The Micha today is already, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. It bothered me so quite. The emphasis is the call I made means call I made. That means, of course, I mean, you interpret it in terms of the Pasuk, same as Hamishit, same as Levi, same as Sirat, same as Shmi, with Sotel and Simcha. Yeah. It is in order, I mean, to emphasize that this Tishba will be a Yomter, so we don't say, No, they are right. This is a fossum philosophy about it. But what is the name? What amazing? It's difficult. The name is difficult. What is the name? Here. Well, there. The passionate would be, I mean, I'm just thinking about the fact that you don't say Tachnun and call I made is a loche nechaskele is the abominadera when he's tired, hoying, yogeya, he doesn't have now until I set his yashir gaito of the editor number. And also, if he's excited because he had bad news or something happened, so he shouldn't daven either. It's also an abomination. Any distraction, any emotional upheaval, which in any experience prevents him from kavod, feeling the kavod. There is no greater, no more shattering, I mean, experience of human ignorance. That's why, still, of course, I mean, we say Shemesre, but there is certain fears we were told not to engage in tefillah like in an ordinary. Like an ordinary tiny sibyl, because he is not capable of concentrating in fear because he's just because of good mission. I don't know. I don't know. Matter of fact, I discussed many times with Father. There is no proper answer for me. What is the answer? And honestly, I'm ignorant as I say, a teacher of Islam. The Gemara says as Reshchidesh of Israel, was made. Call on me. It's Reshchidesh of, Reshchidesh of. And when I am the Reshchidesh of me, come later to call on me, leave me before. The Gemara never said it, the Tishma. Reshchidesh of me. I don't know, well, I don't know. We have it. Interesting is something else. In the affair of Yom Yom, the halacha is as Mishikin Zin and Mishayim Yivreim and Metechtincha, that any affair is always concluded with words of comfort and joy. And here in Yom Yom, in Tisha B'Av, the last two lines is I saw a chokham the chokhmose, I saw a gil begurase, I saw a shod rosho. A text he mentioned, I mean, the how horrible the catastrophe of whom will be, is the knowledge of satisfying these two psukim. I saw a chokham the chokhmose, I saw a gil begurase, I saw a rosho be rosho, I saw a saw a nisal, and what the Gemara says in Hindi, that with the Simcha, with Yishmada, we left it out here. Because again, because it's before Nechomet. Again, before it's before Nechomet. So Shachit, before Kinnun. The time for Nechomet and Tishibor begins after Kinnun. That's why the film, the conclusion is not the usual one, namely with the words of comfort, but a different story, as Zohar, because Zohar says, the strong man should not be proud, nor the wise man, after this. But let's continue, there are a couple of things. This next Klifa is Rav Lozer HaKalir. This Rav Lozer HaKalir. In general, I love our career, the Slichet of Tishwav, I wouldn't say most of them, but the main Slichet were written by Rav Lozer HaKalir. Tishwav says that Rav Lozer HaKalir is Rav Lozer HaGol. It's a case of the Gideon, we don't say not to say. Rav Lozer HaGol. Shovatz. He starts, Kineth is starting, most Kineth start his work with a sentence or a word, Samecho. Actually, we just repeat what Eichos said, what Eichos said. Shovas, Meseis Rebeinu. Shovas, Meseis Rebeinu. Shovas. This is a word that is quoted from Echo. Shimuni Echo, Sfirmoi, Sisimuni, Behedre Chavirai, Sakeiso Mishkan, Mitzkei Svirai, Sakeiso, Ufnu Gugibairai, Sof Kucha, Vumuadu Eivai, Vai, Kisilo, Kol Abirai. How does Rav Lozer HaKalir describe Lechum, portray Lechum? How does he portray Lechum, Rav Lozer HaKalir? First of all, is the word Shovas. What does it mean? It means exactly what Chazal emphasized many times. I could never understand why Chazal has emphasized it so much, but this is exactly what it's here. Sometimes people expect Achmanitlan disaster, bad news. They expect bad news. Intuitively or intellect, logically, they understand, they realize that something horrible is going on with them to happen. When it happens, it is not something new which didn't expect, but something which they expected. Sometimes disaster strikes suddenly, like a tornado. The interesting is that when we have the sudden disaster, which apparently the sudden disaster is worse than the expected disaster, when they have it here. How was he that put it? How was he that put it? How was that put it? A workshop. It's amazing.